The sermon for today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verses 19 to 26. This is a story of a rich man who has a dialogue with Abraham about a man who used to be at the door of his house. The name of that man was Lazarus. There are certain things that are only understood when we experience them, when we feel what others feel. One of the pedagogical techniques of Jesus was to ask his audience to put themselves in the place of the other person. Many may think that this passage speaks about karma in life. But karma is something else. Others will think that life is about revenge. Someday you will pay for it. And many will have interpreted this passage literally, spoiling the teachings that Luke's writer wanted us to consider. This allegory shows us what does it mean to be on the side of one who has no privileges. In the place of the one who lives without hope on earth and whose misery is in the sight of all, but nobody cares about it. The heart of the matter is, what does it feel like when living on the other side of the rail tracks? How do you feel? How do we feel when we live in misery, living on the other side of those who have wealth? What do you feel when people despise you? What does it feel like when your life looks like hell every day as Lazarus? What do you feel when you think this world is so unfair and you are the one who receives all the bad things in the world? This story is about how it feels to be in the place of one who suffers. How does the world look like from the window of the poor? Only being in the place of the other is when we are able to understand the cause of certain situations. Some we have ignored. In others, we have let our assumptions determine the narrative. The rich man of the story had to live it and experience it himself. Many times we assume wrong things about the reality of others, and we believe that life has put us above them to pity them. We think that Central Americans in the caravans, for example, Mexicans who cross the border, or Venezuelans in the dispersion should return home, irresponsibly ignoring reasons and stories that we don't know. Who in their right mind will leave his family, friends, and past to come to a place full of so much racism? There must be a much more powerful reason to do it, and we are ignoring or not understanding it. It is not until we experience ourselves the pain of exile that we can understand the reasons why others do it. We need to walk in the shoes of an immigrant to grasp a little about their journey. It is necessary to be in the place of Lazarus to understand his reasons for being at the door of that rich man. But for having a miserable person, there must be a system that has taken him or allowed him to be in that misery, in that condition. How our political, economic, and religious system have contributed to have Lazarus asking at our doors. Who are those new and modern Lazarus? Jesus' Christianity was not interested in making rich people, but in transforming the social system in such a way that there will be no more people living in misery anywhere. One of the main tragedies in some Latin American countries is to see their children living miserably in their streets. I remember the nights walking in the streets of Tegucigalpa, Honduras, and witnessing children sleeping in their corners, in the corners of the city, under cardboard or pages of newspaper. I always ask myself, how can we not care about this? There is always an explanation, a justification, or a reasoning that always blames the victim. Someone will say that Lazarus was there because he was lazy, irresponsible, or taking advantage of the rich. Because we are experts in normalizing the misery of others so as not to have to do something about it. We say the same thing about the African American community, Latinos, the undocumented, and other minorities such as the LGBTQI community. For those who don't understand, these groups have a problem. And they are in this condition because they look for it themselves. On the other hand, when we are in the other's position is when we can be compassionate and act here and now. The rich man in this story understood the importance of acting in the present. Situations of the injustice don't seem urgent for those who don't suffer them. The last revision to immigration laws was carried out in 1986 under the administration of the Republican President Ronald Reagan. We cannot be so ignorant to know that after 30 years, there has been a significant demographic change in this country. Many projects have been submitted to solve the problem of the immigrants in the Congress, but nothing has been achieved, neither in the Democratic governments nor in the Republican administrations. Politicians don't find it urgent. The people don't find it urgent. They are not interested because they can continue to exploit that community. For the rich man in the story, it wasn't urgent to help Lazarus solve his situation. On the contrary, the rich man needed a Lazarus in misery to continue showing off his generosity and power. There is another interpretation of this story. Maybe the rich man represents the Roman Empire, always having beggars at the door. And Israel, represented by Lazarus in misery, asking for crumbs, begging to the empire. Currently, the United States is in the condition of the rich man, having at its gates many beggars from other countries. But instead of being compassionate to them, it's taking advantage of their vulnerability. The United States expects loyalty and respect by extorting morally the poorer countries in Latin America or in other parts of the world, or with money. How can we sympathize with Lazarus if we don't know his story? How can we be able to help him without knowing his struggles and battles? The greatest damage that any colonizing religion could cause to poor countries is to make of submission a requirement for not going to hell. If religion wants to bring salvation to people, it must stop being used as a factory to make poor people in Latin America and in other parts of the world. Today, we leave this place with open hearts to listen to the stories of each Lazarus in our communities. looking for practical, sincere, and generous solutions for making Jesus' dream a reality. In the kingdom of God, there are no beggars asking at somebody's door. Amen.